Have a good night.
Rock and roll out there, and how can I barely ever scratch the surface? And it's good to try to play a full album every now and then, just because you know, it's just good to dig a little deeper. So this week is Hi-Fi Way by UMI, a 1995 album. The band is called UMI, and they're definitely one of the seminal Australian alternative rock and roll acts. Many would say probably the greatest band of the last 20 years. They have quite a following around the world. Even here, as close as Seattle, would you believe, this band is so well regarded there. There's a cover band, a UMI cover band, and they put on a mini festival just to celebrate the works of Tim Rogers and company. And they do tour North America fairly regularly, and they'll be back here in September. So a little bit of background about the band. They are the main project of singer-songwriter Tim Rogers, a resident of Sydney, and he formed the band in 1989 after working and studying briefly in Canberra, the capital city, undertaking a law degree there, and finding that he had greater inclinations to rock and roll. So he dropped out, moved back to Sydney, and formed the band UMI. Went through a couple of lineup changes until they focused on the three core members of Tim Rogers, Andy Kent on bass, and Russell Hopkinson on the drums. And they solidified into very quickly a really cutting edge rock and roll band, and put out about four albums in a row that were just extraordinary and grabbed grabbed people by the heart in Australia. And they got a lot of support with the National Youth Broadcasting Network, Triple J, and toured a lot. And ever since, they've still been putting out albums every few years, and to much acclaim. Not as wide, they don't have as huge a following anymore, but I think their core fans really stick with them. So today we'll play you the full album of Hi-Fi Way to get you a sense of what the band's all about. If I could describe their sound, I've often heard them as sort of a combination of like The Who and The Replacements, The Rolling Stones, The Kinks. Just a really good mix of the real essence of rock and roll with the real Aussie sort of larrikin swagger mixed in as well. So you'll hear that today. This is the Hi-Fi Way album from 1995. Many say it's probably one of their best. And it was actually recorded by Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth, which is a very exciting thing to happen to any young band. And they recorded the album in New York City, and we'll get to the story of the album sooner enough in the show. But for now, let's start off with track one from the album. It's called Ain't Gone and Open. We'll be right back.
think there's a generosity of spirit to the event that people are able to share it.
The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair is a two-day celebration of making and creating. It's an all-ages family festival promoting the ethos of DIY on a larger scale. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair will take you through an inspiring, energetic, and captivating range of exhibits, including workshops, performances, displays, and a speaker series. Some of the features include pyrotechnics, kinetic sculptures, interactive musical installations, and 3D printers that can print themselves. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair takes place at Great Northern Way Campus June 25th and 26th. For advanced tickets and more information, visit MakerFair, that's FAIRE.ca.
And we are back here on CITR 101.9 FM, or wherever you're listening around the world, online, or maybe you're listening to the podcast. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'm featuring this week an entire album. It's called Hi-Fi Way by the band UMI, and it came out in 1995, and we just heard the first three rocking songs there, Ain't Gone and Open. We also heard Minor Bird and She Digs Her. And up next is the first single from the album. It's called Kathy's Clown. And before we played that, I thought I'd just play a little interview I found here with singer-songwriter and leader of the band, Tim Rogers, talking about the album and the song. So he's going to talk about the background to the making of the album. It was their second album, and it was recorded at Green Street Studios in New York City from September 15 to 22 in 1994, and straight after a much publicized support slot with Soundgarden, a national tour across America. So that was very exciting for the young band there. And basically they kind of showed up to the studio with Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth in tow for the production and mixing duties. And they really didn't know what they were going to do when they got to the studio. They didn't really have any songs written. And Tim eventually overcame about a writer's block and found inspiration in his childhood. And he's just saying here on the website, suddenly all things started to come. I had perspective on those events. I could admit things. It was really fun. Most of the tunes had their own central idea, but usually rushed time frames and a complete inability to edit left some ideas more enunciated than others. For example, Jewels of Bullets was written in 10 minutes just before recording it at 4 a.m. on the last night of recording. So let's hear a bit more from Tim Rogers himself talking about the recording of the album Hi-Fi Way.
Breakthrough album. Your comments. Your thoughts.
I like your style, Keith.
Thanks very much.
Well, Hi-Fi Way was recorded in a flurry after about 3 months of touring the States, and Lee Ranaldo, guitarist of Sonic Youth, lent us the Sonic Youth basement for a week to rehearse the songs I'd been writing, and then we had a week in Green Street Studios in New York, which is predominantly a hip-hop studio, but in the summer of 94, 95, whatever it was, we made Hi-Fi Way there, and it was done pretty much day and night for 7 days, you know. It was a flurry, and a lot of riffs are lifted from the record. For example, the start of the song that we're about to introduce is taken from the Hoodoo Gurus version of Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey by the Beatles. And I heard them do that on a Triple J live thing. And I thought, ooh, that's a good riff. And the reason no one's ever mentioned it to me is just because I can't play it properly.
Okay.
Which is great. You know, it's like when, I guess, a lot of bands aping R&B stuff, and because they can't play it with
it
that much... guts, it comes off as something different. That's,
yep.
I guess that's where rock and roll came from.
Yeah. So you say in a flurry, recording in a flurry, and written in a flurry, written while touring,
definitely. We were...
Which is hard
on
to do.
On some of the touring, the band that we were touring with, Soundgarden, gave us a bus. And, which was very generous of them, and I didn't write anything there because I was enjoying myself too much. But then we got an short bus, a yellow bus, in... to do the tour by ourselves, which was significantly smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the week before we were going to start recording, so I really had to, you know, just in this really cold little bus, and do all the lyrics and finish the songs then. and we just had this little apartment on East 12th Street in the East Village, and, you know, we sat around a table and banged stuff, and that's where the songs came from. It was really... it's still the way we make records now, just, you know, kind of yell at each other and, you know, go to B flat, flatten ninth there, and really basic stuff, but...
flatten ninth?
Yeah. Is there a flat and ninth?
And it's not... Yeah, it's basic.
But it did really well for us, the record, you know? And to me, it just... It's a bit of guff, but, you know, I'm glad it did. I'm glad people think of it well, and we tried to be more than ourselves.
Right.
And isn't that what rock and roll's about?
I think so. This is UMI and Kathy's Clown.
Every word they slang you hits like you folks have never been kind. Angels on your apron could use some calamine. Of the girls and big face boys all hunch and join the line. You don't shoot at me.
every boy in a knitted vest has got some precedent. So I took a personality pill and something red to swill. And now every fire has gone out and every heart that wanted to kill. Today, explanations that you just can't say. You found out what shame can mean. In purple sneakers and grey jeans. And every walk to school that once made sense sure felt like an accident. Let's call it a day.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and we're listening to, in its entirety, Hi-Fi Way, the 1995 album from UMI, the great rock band from Sydney, Australia. And we're a bit over halfway through of the album. We heard there three singles in a row. Weren't they incredible tracks? Kathy's Clown at the start. Then next was Jewels and Bullets. And finally, Purple Sneakers. Beautiful, beautiful song there. And UMI are a band that is still playing around a lot. Tim Rogers, the singer and songwriter, is incredibly prolific and incredibly hardworking and just plays music. He's often quoted as saying, oh, I play 300 shows a year at least. He's constantly out there either doing his solo work or with the band. And they are actually going to be playing in North America. They're coming back for another tour They're playing Portland and Seattle, at least. I know that in September. So if you like what you're hearing today, then, yeah, you can look forward to that. And, of course, anyone can get in touch anytime. If you've got any questions or anything about Australian music, any comments you want to make or any requests, go to the blog, type into Google OZSTRANDED, and you'll be able to contact me there through the email address. I'd love to get in touch with you, anyone who's interested in the music that I'm playing, and anything you'd like to contribute. So let's get right back into the music. So this is the 1995 album from UMI. The album's called Hi-Fi Way. We're playing the whole album back to front. Let's play four songs in a row now, starting with Pizza Guy.
Down a drink, 'cause you're gonna need the you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and a full run-through of the album Hi-Fi Way by UMI. And you just heard four songs there in a row. First was Pizza Guy. Second was the rocking track, The Apple Cross Wing Commander. That's probably my favourite on the album. Stray, and then Hand Washer. So we have four more tracks to go. And before that, I thought I'd play you another interview here with Tim Rogers. This was recorded on the Enough Rope program on ABC television with Andrew Denton, who is a very well-established Australian journalist and interviewer. And this is a chat he had with Tim Rogers, a very candid discussion about Tim's history with mental illness and how that informed his getting into the band in the first place, and how he says that playing live music actually somewhat cured him of some maladies that he had. It was a big part of his life, starting the band and having success at it. So let's hear what he had to say here on live on Australian television. This is Tim Rogers, the lead singer from UMI.
Yeah, the old depression and anxiety thing comes up a lot in songs, because playing in a rock band is what cured it, as far as I'm concerned, which is the only reason I talk about it, is because I went through it, I got over it for the most part, and I think it's important for the incidences of heavy anxiety attacks and schizophrenic episodes in teenage males, is it's right there, and it's so prevalent. And if you add into the mix chucking cheap pills down your throat and smoking hydroponic pot, it's not going to help, And what helped me as a kid was my dad and other people saying, those episodes you're going through, I've been through that myself.
Can we explain that? Because this is, you were standing at ANU.
Yep.
And you had the full episode, is that right? What happened?
Yeah, just heavy kind of anxiety attacks and really bad paranoid attacks. And I was running myself pretty ragged. I was working to put myself through university and doing a degree I shouldn't have. And so it just exacerbated, very heavy episodes where you're just totally disassociated from anything and you're just a total ball of panic. And so that went on for years and was diagnosed. And when the diagnosis, when you hear that word schizophrenia, it's just, you're just in total panic. Oh,
that's
shit.
What you were told?
Yeah, it was put that you were having schizophrenic episodes, and that what you're telling me is that, where the warning signs are going up, that if you're seeing signs that you think are actually written for you and they're warning you of what's going to happen, that you're going to have another episode because you saw a sign and that's attributed to you, then, yeah, it was getting pretty heavy and had to quit university a couple of times and go and live back with mum. And then my brother and my best friend Nick said, can you join our band? And I did. And the only way to play shows was to get out of the house, and that playing shows was the way that, I had to get myself together to do the shows. And
that must have been difficult to go out in public and perform. Yeah. Were you still feeling this anxiety? Were you still waves of that?
It was a lot of the stuff that came on stage and with all the movement and ferocity of performance was because I could feel things coming on. And I was like, no, you're not going to get me now. I'm in the middle of a show. You're not going to get me now. You're not going to get me now. Wang, wang, wang. And I sort of beat the hell out of myself, and it seemed to go away after a while. Hey!
Let's go. and rise and fail for Jesus Christ. And F your pants and I.
Don't never saw me down. I can't deny it till we've all gone away. But I just don't think we'll ever get the second band together now.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and that's it. We've finished the full playback of Hi-Fi Way, the 1995 classic album from UMI. What a treat it is to hear that album full. It is a real classic. Every song is just so strong, and ending there with the beautiful melancholy track of How Much Is Enough. So that album did come out in 1995. It ended up reaching number one on the local albums charts in Australia, and it has gone down as one of the most influential and critically acclaimed Australian albums of the last 20 years. It was voted the sixth greatest Australian album of all time by The Age newspaper in 2008. In October 2010, it was listed as number eight in the book 100 Best Australian Albums of All Time. So there you go, that's it. Hi-Fi Way by UMI. There were three singles from that album: Kathy's Clown, Jewels and Bullets, and Purple Sneakers. So we've still got a bit more time here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, so I thought I'd play for you some tracks from Vancouver here. We're into the Canadian component of the show, and many listeners should know that the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation has been out for some time now. There's been a lot of vinyl being sold of this at various shows around the city. Really sweet looking vinyl cover. I'm going to play for you a few tracks from this that I haven't got to yet, I don't think, in shows previous. So let's start out with Fine Mist with the song I Could Shout. So this is local Vancouver music, Fine Mist from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation.
Oh, pretend we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend that with you, he'll have to go. Thank you.
the people's childhood, and I think that the song touched on that, and a lot of people could relate to it. And
was there any other band?
Industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights, right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. www.citr.ca.
And we're nearing the end of the show here on Stranded. We're into the Canadian tracks, and I played for you a few tracks from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation. It's always exciting to play some local music. You heard track 6, I Could Shout by Fine Misc. Track 7, He'll Have to Go by No Kids. Track 8, Diana by Fanshawe. And track 9, which was How I Came by Watermelon. So that's the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation, curated by the station's own Duncan from the show Duncan's Donuts. And I recommend picking up a copy of the vinyl because it's got a really neat cover, very well put together. So from Vancouver, let's head up to Calgary with Chad Van Galen, because Chad Van Galen has a new album out called Diaper Island, and he's one of the most well-known and established interesting independent artists that have come out of Calgary, and I believe he's still based there, which is a good thing for Calgarians. And interesting title for an album. Presumably he has a child now, which is why he called his album Diaper Island. Anyway, let's play what do we got here. Maybe we'll play more than one track. We'll start with track number 5. It's called Sarah. This is Chad Van Galen from Calgary.
You pull the string.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Okay, so that's almost it for Stranded here today, Australian and Canadian music. I played for you there a couple of tracks from the Chad Van Galen new EP. The album is called Diaper Island, and I played for you Sarah and Replace Me. That's tracks 5 and 6 there of the brand new album from Chad Van Galen. So thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and if you were here for the start of the show, you heard the whole album in its entirety of Hi-Fi Way by the band UMI from Australia, and that was a 1995 album. So I thought I'd leave you today, go back to UMI, bookend the show with their very latest single so you can hear what they're up to now. It's always good to hear a band stick it out for the long haul and evolve. So I'll play for you the song Trigger Finger, which is the single off their latest album, which is self-titled, their current album. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Trigger Finger by UMI. Have a lovely evening.
J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars. And welcome to another African Rhythms. And David Jones and Mike Ingram. Looks like we got a little feedback here, so why don't we go into it?